honor of Ashefta Shlita. This is an unbelievably exciting week here in Yeshiva. We want to welcome members of Ashefta family who've joined us. Bishus, the president, the Rosh Yeshiva. This has already been a historic morning in Yeshiva because we've done something that we, to my memory, we haven't done before. And that is to bring the entire Yeshiva together, the entire Wolf Campus Yeshiva together from MTA through the Kollelim, to learn together, to learn Mishnayos and Kedushin. I think we at least accomplished our goal of learning the Masechta 50 times in honor of Rav Shechter's 50 years here at Yeshiva. This has been quite a feat to pull together. And we owe a tremendous debt of gratitude to Rabbi Eli Bacon and all the Mashkichim, to Rabbi Eitan Schnall, who does all the programming for us, and especially to really the one person who day-to-day makes the entire yeshiva run, Rabbi Yosef Kalinsky. We will start with a few remarks. First from Rabbi Tanchum Cohen, Rabbi Tani Cohen of MTA, who is, of course, a son-in-law of Rav Shechter, followed by Rav Willig Shlita.
Rishus Rosh Yeshiva, and of course, Barosha, my father-in-law Shlita. Rishus Hanhal of the Yeshiva, Barosha and President Joel, and President-elect Berman. L'chol HaKol HaKadosh Hazeh. Anyone who spends even a little bit of time in Yeshiva with my father-in-law knows that "I don't know" is a very common response of his. Now, Alpi Pashtus, you assume, that "I don't know" is an expression of humility, of an anava, which certainly we have all learned so much from his personal model. We've learned that anava doesn't mean acting shuffle or acting strangely in an awkwardly low way. Anava means to carry oneself like an ordinary person. Even an extraordinary person could carry himself like an ordinary one with no airs, introduce himself by his first name because, after all, that is his name. But Kedarko Bakodesh, there are many more layers of meaning than meet the eye. And this is also an expression, one of the more public, perhaps, expressions of another midah, the midah ha'emes. Kedarko Bakodesh is Beferesh HaGemara. What might be the first divrei Musar in all of the Talmud Bavli. Rabbi Zeira tells of Gimel Maseches Brachos, Lamei Lashon Chalomer Eini Yodea, that a Jew ought to train himself, habituate himself, to be comfortable saying, "I don't know." Why? Shemet Tisbadeh V'Seyachez. To ensure that you don't end up saying something that's less than honest. And it's really, "I don't know," is a hider, if you will, in Midas Ha'emes. To get to know my father-in-law more personally, the Midas Ha'emes is expressed so profoundly both by Adam, Lamakom, and Adam Lachavero. He is, as we all know, around Yeshiva. He is a walking L'Kayim Mashenemar. That's Vashtet, and that's what we do, without shtick. And integrity, Ben Adam Lachavero, is so profoundly a part of who he is and what he is. I want to just touch lightly on two other mitos which are drawn together, I believe, by what might be my father-in-law's first published Divrei Hashkafa. The picture that went around a couple of months ago of Rav Shechter learning with total focus in an otherwise empty early morning Beis HaMedrash, or perhaps the picture Rav Bacon took moments ago of my father-in-law learning his head in the Gemara while everyone was singing, was an Efes Katzei Tireh. In the family we know well, his Asmada is legendary. Now, online, at a simcha, at the table, in the car, in the park, and never without a sefer, and with rare focus. And moving from Asmada to Ahava Rabba, the deep love that he feels for us and for all of us. But as Rav Shechter explains in the Hakdama to the beginning of the Hakdama to Eretz Tzvi, Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Kel Mistater. Kadosh Baruch Hu is discreet and inobvious in the way he operates in this world, and so too should we maintain the privacy of our private emotions. Rav Shechter goes on to explain that we do connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu powerfully through Torah. And I think we know well that it's through Torah that my father-in-law gives profound expression to his Ava Rabba. For his biological family, his passion for Vahadatim Levanecha Levanecha, the family, you all know that he would never turn down an opportunity to learn with a grandchild and to learn passionately with a grandchild. And for Banim Heimim HaTalmidim, for us as Talmidim, for us as Yeshiva, and for us for Klal Yisrael, his learning is an expression of Avos Hashem. His teaching is also an expression of his Avos Yisrael. I want to close with another family vehicle for powerful feelings. At the end of, I want to extend on behalf of all of us taken from the bracha that we recite on Erev Yom Kippur tearfully and profoundly. We hope extend this bracha as a member of Banim and as a member of Banim Himele Talmidim, Talmidim and Talmidim of Talmidim. That we hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will continue to bless you with Banim Uvanos, Sadikim, Vitzitkanios, Oskim V'Torah Mitzvahs Kol Yemeihem. And we pray that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you many more years and decades of Lios Panui, Vavonos Hashem, to enjoy Chayim Tovim V'Arukim, together with my mother-in-law, V'Soch Sha'ar Kol Tzadik Yisrael. Amen.
Rishus, very distinguished assemblage. A number of tributes have been published in Chavrusa. There's a tribute by my colleague Rabbi Daniel Feldman going back to the 90s. A tribute for Rav Shai Shechta, describing the event of what we'll call the 21st century. And I was privileged to see yesterday a draft of the tribute written by a former colleague of Moshe Rosenberg, describing his experiences with Rav Shechta in the 80s. I'm here to speak of prehistory. Rav Cohen said that the Rosh Yeshiva introduced himself by his first name, because that's his name. I'm old enough to remember when everyone called him by his first name, because he may not have been rabbi yet. Even Harav HaGoyin, he was a Talmud in the Yeshiva, if you will. Let me give you a few brief flashbacks in a short time that I'm allowed. I entered Rav Soloveitchik's shir in 1965. Teenager, overwhelmed by the incredible greatness of the Rav. He said shiur Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and every Monday, a young Rav Shechta would give a chazara shiur, would review the three shiurim that the Rebbe said the previous week. And now, I sat in the back. Rav Shechta sat right in the front, and his focused on Rav Soloveitchik's face was just looked straight, 2-3 hours, just looking at him. I wonder how much can he absorb it, not taking any notes. Turns out that with his outstanding memory, after the shiur was over, he would transcribe the shiurim. Those are the shiurim that we have now published, Shiuri Harav, and so many Masechtas, that you will learn Masechta Shavuos. And he would just write everything down afterwards and say it over to us as youngsters in such a clear, lucid fashion. Every week, this went on. Rav Shecht also marked up a chinus. We won't talk about that right now. I say about those years, the pasuk which we say in Shir HaShirim, Heviyani El Beis Hayayin V'diglo Alay Ahava. If Rav Soloveitchik was the one who was Mile Kresla Bavos of Yayin, it's the Rambam's phrase, with such depth and profundity and complexity, it was Rav Shechta who brought me in, I'm speaking now personally, El Beis Hayayin, into the Rav's world, enabling me and so many others to understand it better. And subsequently, when I got my hands on those notes, which are passed around long before they were published, it was even a greater debt of gratitude. A great love of all the Talmidim towards Rav Shechta. As Chazal put it, V'digla alayava, V'dilugo alayava. He understood our paucity of Torah knowledge, the mistakes that we made, and he loved us nonetheless, and respected us nonetheless, and certainly it was mutual. We loved and respected him. Stage one of my relationship with the Rav Shechta. A few years later, after I finished college and was in Smicha, Heviyani HaMelech HaDorov, Rav Shechta invited me into his house, and I take special mention of the Rebbetzin, who took me into her house as well. I would come every single night to learn for hours, after which I was served some homemade cake and some orange juice. This went on for quite a bit of time, until I got married, and that was not an option anymore. And Rav Shechta was kind enough to then take up the charusa in the Kol of Beis Medrash. We learned every day, for hours, for many, many years. And the only reason it stopped is because by that time, it was no longer by his first name, or his Rav Shechta, it became a Rabban Shel Yisroel. And the interruptions were more than the time he had to learn. So that was, it was impossible for it to be maintained. And in all those years of Heviyani HaMelech HaDorov, that he took me into his home, and not only did we learn Koloseid, I used to go to his house Friday morning, he taught me Kutchin. It was Kol HaTorah Kulo. This goes back, this is going through the 1970s. And the pasuk continues, Nagila v'nitzvah habach. When you have the Simchas HaTorah and the Simchas HaChaim, was the rabbis that put it, Hadvarim smechem kinesinasa misina, the clarity, the lucidity, the humility, as we heard, the pashtus, the godless. This is something which I was privileged to experience firsthand, going back more than 50 years ago. I believe it's not even appropriate for me to begin to be Mona Shvacham of Rav Shechta Shalita. It's one to the end. How much I feel a personal debt, and I'm sure I speak on behalf of others as well. We spoke about Heviyani El Beis Hayayin and Heviyani HaMelech HaDorov in past tense. The Mishnah tells us in Masechta Bava Metzia, Avedas Rabo Kodemos Avedas Aviv. Because Aviv Hevio L'chai Olam Hazeh, again in past tense. V'Rabo Mivio L'chai Olam Abo, in present and future tense. It's my tefillah. The Rav Shechta will be blessed with good health, with tremendous nachas from his family and from his Talmidim, and the ability to fulfill this mandate of mivio, present and future tense, l'chaya olam haba, for myself and for the so many talmidim who are counting on him, who are relying on him for his inspired leadership, and may have yesem shana. Mazel tov.
Why are we here today? In a certain sense, we're here today because of Rav Schechter. But why today, of all the days, to be able to say thank you in some way? Rabbi Schechter will be honored at the Chag HaSmicha this coming Sunday with a very, very special award in memory of his Rebbe and mentor and ours, the Rav. We presented by President Joel on Sunday at what will be an absolutely incredible event. I encourage everyone who's not able to be in the room to watch online. We'll be showing on campus at here in room 307 and 308 and in the Morgue Lounge. Welcome, President-elect Berman. Just reading the script from Sunday, I have goosebumps every time I go through it. It's going to be an absolutely incredible event with a Hachnasa Sefer Torah, which will start about 1:30, bringing a new Sefer Torah commissioned in honor of Rav Schechter to this Beis Medrash. And we're using that as an excuse to say thank you. All of that is an excuse to say thank you to Rabbi Schechter, to Rebbetzin Schechter, 50 years here at the yeshiva, 50 years married, mazel tov. And I encourage everyone who is here and watching online to be a part of this celebration. And why is Siyum HaShas? Because it's one of the only ways that we can really say thank you in a way that will be meaningful to the Schechters. And it's a way of us reminding ourselves that so much of the Torah that we have is theirs. Kimu v'kiblu. They were mekayim what they already had. We were given the Torah, but how did it get to us? What is the Kabbalah in our time? It's symbolic, the Siyum HaShas and all the learning this morning, that so much of the Torah that we have today, kiblu kvar, but we got it through the hands of Rabbi Schechter. I end just with asking Rabbi Schechter Mechila, because it is embarrassing today and Sunday to be in the spotlight. There's a famous story told of Rav Meir Shapiro and the Chafetz Chaim, that the Chafetz Chaim used to go on a train when he traveled, and at every train station they would stand there and wait to see the Chafetz Chaim. And the Chafetz Chaim didn't want to go out of the train. And he was on a train with Rav Meir Shapiro of Lublin, the founder of Daf Yomi. And Rav Meir Shapiro was trying to get him to leave the train. And he said, go out, they're waiting to see you. And the Chafetz Chaim said, what do I need to go out for? What do they think, I have horns on my head? They think I'm a tzaddik. I'm not a tzaddik. And Rav Meir Shapiro says, what would be so bad if they think you're a tzaddik? And he says, that would be gaiva. And Rav Meir Shapiro said, and what's so bad about Gaiva? And the Chafetz Chaim said, Gaiva is a terrible aveira. I'll be in Gehenna for Gaiva. And Rav Meir Shapiro said to him, is it so bad to accept a little punishment to give pleasure to Klal Yisrael? From that point on, the Chafetz Chaim went out on the train station. So we asked Mechila, Rabbi Schechter, for a little bit of discomfort, but you're giving tremendous pleasure to your family, to your yeshiva, and to Klal Yisrael. We call upon Rav Schechter to make the Siyum HaShas.
thank you very much. I thank you for making a Sima Shas in Mayana. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Ein kovod al v'tor shenem v'kovod chachomim in chovod. So I appreciate the kovod that you're giving me. The Mefarshim ask Akasha that there's a pasuk in Bereshis when Yaakov Avinu is telling his wives that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asa li haskal ha-kovod hazeh. So the Medrash says, Ein kovod al ha-mamon. So isn't it a shtickle spirit? Here it says, Ein kovod al ha-tor. There it says, Ein kovod al ha-mamon. So they quote the name of the Vilna Goyim that in the two psukim the word kovod is spelled differently. That in Bereshis is spelled chasavav. In the pasuk in Mishle, kovod chami chalu, it's vivavav. So the Vilna Goyim said that kovod malay, real kovod, is Torah. So I appreciate the kovod that you showed me. And ain't kovod al ha-mamon, that's the incomplete kovod. So I thank you for the complete kovod, showing kovod to me by learning so much Gemara. The very end of Maseches Nida, the Mishnah is telling the differences between a Nida and a Zava. A Zava needs Shiva Nikim and a carbon, just as a Zava also needs Shiva Nikim and a carbon. And a Nida is when the Dam is Be'es Nidasa, and the Zava is when the Dam is Baloes Nidasa. So when is Baloes Nidasa? So the Mishnah explains, Yud Aleph Yom Shebe Nida V'Nida. So what is the marker for this institution of the Yud Aleph Yom? And the Pasuk says, Es Nidasa Baloes Nidasa. I didn't know it's Yud Aleph Yom. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa that Loza ben Azariah is disagreeing with Rabbi Akiva about something in Hilchas Nazir. And he says, Afilo atamarbe b'shemen b'shem kol hayom kula, make all the drushes you want. I don't accept it. Any shemelach chatzilub shemen le korban taido or vias ya'in le nazir yud alef yom shemen nidinidis halachol moishem yisina. It's not a drusha from the pasuk. So the Gemara continues to ask towards the bottom of the last amid base ayin base amid base. The Gemara asks, Hani halachas nino? This halachol moishem yisina yud alef yom. Hani crying in it, isn't it psukim? So the Gemara quotes a very long price that goes on and on and on. And the price is trying to compare the dinim of a zav and a zav. They're totally different. The zav is a different riyah, the zav is dav. It's totally different, but some of the dinim are the same. They're both ninshiv and yikim, and they both have to bring a carbon. So the price is trying to compare and contrast the two. So the Braisa says that the Zav needs three Rias, all three can be Be'emecha. The Zav has to be Yamin. It's not Tala Kosa Be'rias, but rather be Yamin. If a Zav has two Rias, he has the same Tume as a Zav Basholdish Rias. The difference is the Zav Arevish Dei Rias. Zav Arevish Rias are the carbon Levad, but the Tume is the same. By a Zavo, there is no such thing that if she has 2 days Ritzufim, it's not the same as 3 days. But then by a Zav, there's a din of Shemeres Yom Kenegad Yom. By Zav, there is no such din. By a Zav, only has one Ria. He's Tommy like a Balker. Then there's another difference. A Boil Nida, if the Isha is a Nida or a Zav, so the Boil Nida becomes an Abatuma. By the reverse, if a person is a Zav and he's boiled an Isha, the Isha doesn't. You don't say, Zihizi Vasar Olof. So the Brisa draws all of the contrasts. And the upshot of the whole Brisa, it's a very long Brisa. It takes almost a whole Om in Gemara. We're not going to read it inside. Upshot of the Brisa is that the institution of Yud Aleph Yom Shebe Nida L'Nida, that the Isha can become a Zava, is based on Psukim. So how does Rav Lazar ben Azari say it's Halach Mosh Mesinach? The Brisa says everything is learned out from Psukim. So the Gemara finally at the end of the whole Brisa, the Gemara says, Alma Kroinin, you see from this long Brisa, 30 lines, over 30 lines, you see it's Psukim, it's not Halach Mosh Mesinach. So to this the Gemara responds, it's a Machlokes Rav Akiva Rav Lazar ben Azari. Blaz Manazari is the one who argued with Rabbi Akiva Vashemin Vashemin. So the Rabbi Akiva Kuroi, Blaz Manazari Hilchasim. Rabbi Akiva holds that everything can be learned out from the Psukim. The Mefarshim pointed out Rabbi Akiva was the one who used to darshan tagim. He could darshan whatever took the Chachamim a lot of difficulty to establish all the dinim. Rabbi Akiva learned everything out from the tagim. So according to Rabbi Akiva, many of the halachas that are assumed to be Torah Shabbat Peh, Rosh Hashanah, Halach HaMashem Messina, he has more written in the Chumash. He reads more into the Psukim. So that's what the Gemara says there. Rabbi Akiva Kroi, Rabbi Akiva holds everything is based on Psukim, Rabbi Lozman Azariah, it's Halach HaMashem Messina. Now the Gemara asks the Nukash, Omer the Rosh Maile Rababe, maybe I should say, since the Pasuk by Zava says, see, Kisiya Zava Yomim Rabim. Yomim Rabim sounds like only in the daytime. What if the Riyah is at nighttime? So the Isha can't become a Zava. Maybe I should suggest the imam tevi zava b'leil yitevi nida. If Anisha has rias and the yud alfi yom shebe nida v'nida balayla, maybe she want to become a nida. Maybe she shouldn't become a zava. So the Gemara says that cannot be. It's not correct because we just learned from the brisa that the kiddush drushes are amalei. He answers alecha makrona. The pasuk says ani dosa samach l'nidosa. That was the drasha from the top line on the Yomar. If the Isha has the Riyah in the first 11 days after the 7 days of Nida, then she becomes a Zava. And right away, Samach L'Nidasa is Balayla. After the 7 days of Nida, Samach L'Nidasa, Eim Savit Bilal, Yivet Kekor L'Zava. So you see that a Riyah Balayla can make her into a Zava. Then the Mesichta ends off. We just spoke about Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, so the Mesichta ends off with usually be some halachas mean you learn kitzur shulchan aruch every day or you learn mishnah berurah every day. From the context of the Gemara, the Marsha suggests maybe it means you learn halachas l'moshe v'sina every day, because the other dinim are either mefurish on the pasuk learned after midrash on Torah Nedreshes. So you're not going to forget it, but halachas l'moshe v'sina you may forget. So that's why he says kol shana halachas b'chayom if the chazia halachas l'moshe v'sina. At the end of the Masechta, the minig is that we say a hadron. Maybe I'll call Rabbi Blech to explain what the hadron is all about. Please, please. Just before we were having coffee upstairs together, so explain to me what a hadron is all about. Bakasha.
Totally unexpected. I just had the chutzpah to say, perhaps I can tell you a vort, and he was delighted with it. There's a Mishnah that says, Rameir Omer kol ha-shukheyach do-rechad mi-mishnoso, ha-rezeh mis-chayev b'nafsho. If you get one thing of your learning, your chayev miso or mis-chayev b'nafsho, whatever that implies, how could that be? We all forget. Torah says we are talking in terms of halachic parameters, and with regard to leket, shikha, and peah, when it comes to shikha, we say, if a person is gathering his fields, and he has forgotten something, but he plans to return to that spot, that's not shikha. Only if he has decided, well, I finish with that part of the field, now I'm done with it, and he leaves, that's shikha. So, in terms of that concept, we say, when we finish learning something, Hadron Allah will come back. So even if temporarily we forget, that's not a halacha of shikha. And therefore, every time we learn, even with our limited capacities, we say Hadron Allah. You don't actually have to say Hadron Allah.
It's not
all of us who say
Hadron Allah Maseches Nida Betalmud Babli VeHadrach Aloy. Daitach Allah Maseches Nida Betalmud Babli VeDaitach Aloy. Lo Nisnashem Mirach Maseches Nida Betalmud Babli VeDoy Tisnashem Yinon. Lo Bial Hadeim Lo Bial Madiyos Yira Tamo Fanecho Arne Lehin Vlehi Abaseinu Shetei Terosku Mnaseinu Boi Lamaseh Seiman Aloy Lamabo. Hanina Bar Papa Rami Bar Papa Nachman Bar Papa Achoy Bar Papa Abba Mori Bar Papa Rachel bar papa, Rochish bar papa, Sucher bar papa, Ada bar papa, Dora bar papa, Arif Noah, Nelahin, and Livis the Roscoe, the Fino, with a Pia Samcha basis of the Nia, Kulonam, and Nachna, and Tetso Enum, Tetsoy Amcha basis of Kulon, Yedu Shemecha, the Lovely Sarasecha, the Oi Vice Hakmeni, Mitzvaisecha, to the Olam Hili, Hili, the Stomach, the Hukecha, the Man Layvosh, the Olam Leshka, the Kudecha, Kibom, Ki, Son, Baruchat, to Adonoil, Dani Hukecha, Amen, 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 Salo, the Head. Modem anachna lefanecha, ner lehein balei vasem, shesamta chalkeinu v'yoshvi v'yisam medrash, shesamta chalkeinu v'yoshvi koronas. Shana mashkim v'heim mashkim v'manam mashkim v'lidi v'yitur v'heim mashkim v'lidvorm v'teilu. Ona amelu v'heim amelu, manam amelu v'heim mitkav v'nischai, v'heim amelu v'heim mitkav v'nischai. Ona rotz me'im rotz, amona rotz v'nchai v'olam habo. V'heim rotz v'ber shacha shenamra. V'ato lehim teridim v'ber shacha san shidom v'mimim v'leyechzi yimeim v'ani eftach. V'leyechzi yimeim v'ani eftach boch. יהי רצון לפניך ואומר אלוהי כשם שעזרתנו לסיים מסכת נידה בתלמוד בבלי כן תעזרנו להשכיל עוד סברים אחרים ולסיים ללמוד ללמוד לשמוע ולעשות ולקיים את כל דיבי תלמוד תרסך ויהבו וזכוס כל התנועים והמורים, ותמיד החכמים יעמוד לנו ולזרינו, שלא תומה שהתורה מפינו מפי זרינו, ומזר הזרינו הרי לא, ותזכאים בנו, וסלך לך תנך עסק בשוח בחתיש תשמור עליך, והקיצו שהיא שיחך, כי ביהי בימיך ויוסיפו לך שוי שחיים, כורך ימי בימין ומסמאיל עושה בכבוד, ענאי עוז ומה ייתן, ענאי יבורך, סמור לה שלום. יזכדל יזכדל שמי רבו לא מודים רוצים יזכדו עשו לחוי ומסעי ולעשות לך היום ולמיד לקראת את ירושלים ולשחו להי חולי בידתו במרכב פולחן הנוער ולקרוא מיירו סובר פולחן הדשמי ולעשרי ים לך קודשי בריחו ומלך ישראל ויקורי וחיי חונו וימי חונו וחיי לחודי ישראל בל גדול וזמן קוראים ימרו אמר אמר שמי רבו מברך לעולם וליומי אומיו על ישראל ורבו
מברך
יתברך וישתברך ויספואר וישרמם ויסנסי ויסדור ויסלה ויסלו שמי קודשו בריחו לאלו מן כל ברכסו ושירוסו תושבחסו מנחמסו דאבירו מיומרו ויגרו אמר על ישראל ורבו נורו תמידי הון וכל תמידי סמידיהם הכל תמידי סמידי, הכל מליאוס כמירה רעיסו, איבי אסרו הדי מדי בכל עשר ועשר. אלו הוד ללכון שלמה רב, אחים וחיסדו ורחמים, וחיים הריך ונמזיין וריליכי. ופורקון ומתקון המבודי בשמיו, נמרו אמר. אי שלמה רבו משמיו, וחיים עלינו לי על כל ישראל, נמרו אמר. עושה שלום במרמו, ויעשה שלום עלינו, ועל כל ישראל, ירו
אמן. אמן.
מה נוסף? מה נוסף? מה נוסף?